What is there, chapter 5, Mishnah 9? Eilu oishin v'oishin b'chol shein. So these are forbidden and prohibit in any amount. And these are yayin nesech, labation wine. But this is now not talking about the wine itself, but a barrel of wine. So if a barrel of labation wine gets mixed in with 1,000 other barrels of labation wine, all the barrels are forbidden. But what is an idol? If the idol gets worshipped and then it gets mixed in with, let's say, 1,000 other statues, and we don't know which is the statue and which is the idol that was, you know, which is the one that was actually worshipped, so they're all forbidden from benefit. For Oris Levuvin, the heart's torn at the heart, that was that case that we did where they cut, you know, they cut through the animal's heart and they took, sorry, through the skin and took out the heart while the animal was still alive. So those are forbidden, and if they get mixed in with other hearts, all of the hearts are forbidden. The shor haniskal, an animal, an ox that's going to be stoned because it's killed a person, if that gets mixed in with a herd and we don't know which it is, so then they're all forbidden. The whole herd becomes forbidden for benefit. The igla rufa, also the igla rufa, that was the animal that was brought if there was a dead body found in the valley, and they would bring the animal there, and we don't know who murdered this body, you know, who murdered this person, so they had to sacrifice this igla rufa, and if this animal now got mixed in with a whole lot of other animals, so then we can't get benefit from all of those animals. The tzipura mitzora, with skin affliction, you know. Someone is with skin afflictions at the end of their purification process, so they had to bring birds, and if those birds got mixed in with other birds, so they're all forbidden from benefit. Sa'ar Nazir, the hair of a Nazirat, at the end of his process, he shaved off his hair, and if that got mixed in with other hair, then it's all forbidden from benefit. Peteh Chamor, the firstborn of a donkey, had to be redeemed onto a lamb, and if it doesn't, and then before that happens, the donkey gets mixed up with a whole lot of other donkeys, so they're all forbidden from benefit. Basa b'chalav, meat with milk, so this is talking about, let's say, a nice steak that gets cooked with milk, and it's now forbidden because it's a meat and milk mixture. If that steak gets mixed in with a whole lot of other steaks, so they're all forbidden from getting benefit. The Se'ir HaMistalach, the scapegoat on Yom Kippur that was going to be sent off the cliff, that's designated and then gets mixed in with a whole lot of other animals, it's forbidden. The Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara, also an animal, a non-consecrated animal, that's slaughtered in the temple courtyard. So that you can only slaughter a consecrated animal, a sacrifice in the temple courtyard. But this is a non-consecrated animal. If it's slaughtered there, that's forbidden. And if that carcass gets mixed in with other carcasses, so they're all forbidden from getting benefit. Says the Mishnah, Hara'elu Asurin V'oishin B'chol Shein. So all of these cases, the thing is forbidden, and it prohibits in any amount, meaning, as we said, if it gets mixed up with other things, because it's like a unit, you know, one complete unit, so it would forbid all of the other things from getting benefit.